The Radio Friends with Paul Pepper podcast is supported on KBIA by Moberly Regional Medical Center. From the flu to more serious health issues, the ER team at Moberly Regional has the knowledge and care to handle all types of injuries and illnesses. When you have an emergency, don't delay. Trust the ER team at Moberly Regional Medical Center at 1515 Union Avenue and at MoberlyHospital.com.
Good morning and welcome to Radio Friends, Thursday, August the 23rd today. And we've got two topics, Central Missouri Dietetic Association and the City of Columbia Cultural Affairs. Let's start first of all with food. Janice Rambo, Hello. Welcome to Radio Friends, Central Missouri Dietetic Association. And you want to talk today about a big problem that we have, not just in Central Missouri, but in our country now.
That's right. Obesity. Childhood obesity has tripled in the last 3 decades.
Tripled?
Tripled.
Why?
1 in 3 children are obese or overweight in this country. There are many reasons why, and we're not going to, I don't really want to talk necessarily about why, but what we can do about it.
Okay.
And there are many organizations that are focusing on this problem, and there's several websites that can help families and communities attack this problem. Mm-hmm. And this problem is a problem that needs to be attacked by both the community. It's not just a personal problem in the family, it's the community, and the environment needs to be changed as well.
Yeah.
So that children can, it's eating right, being more active, viewing less TV and computer games,
right.
Getting out and being active. These things, the children have to have a safe place to play.
You know, just my personal opinion, I think part of the problem is that the kids are not given chores to do like they used to. I think that's just my feeling. I remember when I was growing up, my father left for work in the morning. In the summertime, I had to get up before he left for work. And I had my list of chores that he had for me to do the entire day.
That would certainly probably involve a lot of physical activity.
It did.
And that's
it
one
did.
Of the things
and we lived
we
out in the country.
To encourage.
And I had hoeing and grass cutting and picking bugs off the tomato plant.
Yeah.
And then it had to be done by the time he got home.
Yeah, but unfortunately, in the urban setting, you don't have quite as much an opportunity.
Lawns to cut.
Oh, yeah. But there are a couple of websites that families can go to, children and families and community organizations. There are the Let's Move campaign. First Lady Michelle Obama has mm-hmm. initiated this campaign, and they've developed the Partnership for Healthier America, which will continue this campaign on beyond her stint as First Lady.
Hopefully,
however long that goes,
20 or 30 years. Hopefully, it'll go
right.
on for 20 or 30 years.
They have a number of different initiatives: the Let's Move faith-based organizations, Let's Move Outside, Let's Move Museums and Gardens. There's also, at this website, you can sign up to be a community, Let's Move Community, and Missouri's, Columbia's mayor has signed Columbia up as a Let's Move
Community. So what is the website people go to?
Let'sMove.org.
Just www.letsmove.org. Okay, you want to talk a little bit about the eating habits of kids?
Well, first let me also mention another initiative, which is We Can, and that stands for Ways to Enhance Children's Activity and Nutrition.
Okay.
And that also gives a lot of resources for eating well. The Let's Move website also has recipes, menus.
So all of this would be on the website.
Lots of tips for shopping, gardening. Growing your own garden is a great way to have fresh fruits and fresh vegetables, and to have activity.
And teach the kids some responsibility,
That's
too.
That's right. That's
well,
right.
Janice, you've got it all covered. You've got it all covered. You're going to lick the child obesity problem here single-handed.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for coming by. Central Missouri Dietetic Association. Pleasure meeting you today. Okay? Mm-hmm. Now, we turn to Chris Stevens, City of Columbia Cultural Affairs. Good to have you here.
Oh, it's good to be here. Hey, yeah. I have an idea for Janice.
Yeah.
She can send the kids out to go look at one of our pieces of public art that's located at the 5th and Walnut parking garage. Takes up 9 floors. Yeah. And it's
and
in the stairwell.
They walk
so you got to make
the
them climb the stairwell. And there's quotes on this piece of artwork. So you got to make them climb the stairs and read every piece of artwork. 9 flights, that's bound to kill some calories.
Yeah, yeah. But we'll make sure that the kids are with the parents if they're young kids.
Okay.
Okay, so where do they go?
The 5th and Walnut parking garage. There's a piece of artwork called Sky Algorithms.
And it goes up all 9
floors? It's a series of colored panes of glass, but each one of them has a quote from famous people that live on the 38th parallel, which is where we live.
Okay.
So they can walk this 9 stories, read the quotes, and hopefully burn some calories on the way.
That would be a wonderful assignment for a class come this fall, too.
That's right.
Yeah.
And again, burn some calories.
You got it. Now, what else do you want to talk about?
All right. Well, we're very excited. We just recently unveiled the city's commemorative poster.
Well, that was 2 weeks ago, wasn't it?
Every year, we have a jury that goes through and picks an image from a local artist, and we create that into our commemorative poster for the year. So we just unveiled that.
Yeah.
Very exciting. The piece is called Bike on the Katy Trail by Colette Brumbaugh.
And people are raving about it.
They love our posters. It's great when you go into different offices, whether it's a doctor's office, attorney, city buildings, and you see the posters framed from all the different years. So this is this year's poster. You can purchase that at the Office of Cultural Affairs. We're located at the Walton Building now.
You have enough because I heard they're going pretty fast.
We can always print more if we need to. But you can also get them at Deck the Walls, both locations.
Okay.
I got to put a plug in for that too.
Okay. So that's the new poster that was unveiled a couple of weeks ago. What else?
Well, right now we are seeking input for the newest parking garage Percent for Art project. As you know, we have a Percent for Art ordinance where 1% of all building projects go towards site-specific public art. So the Short Street parking garage is coming up, and we have 2 artists and 1 team of artists that have provided designs for that parking garage. So right now we're looking for public input. You know, we want this piece of artwork to reflect our community and the people in it, and we can't do that if we don't get input from them.
Yeah.
So they
can
go to our website, which is gocolumbiamo.com/arts with a capital A. Has to be a capital A.
Okay.
And you go to our website, and you'll see the link there to see all the different proposals and then also be able to provide us your feedback.
Well, you do have you've got your finger on the pulse of what's happening.
I'm the Minister of Culture, remember?
Yeah, that's right. You are the Minister of Culture. Is there anything else? You got about 30 seconds left
here.
Hey,
as always, we encourage people to come follow us on Facebook and Twitter. We'll keep you updated on all the latest arts information, events that are going on throughout the city. And so it's a great way to keep up with all of it because there is so much. We're very fortunate to have such a great inventory.
You know, and you think about all of the music and the theater groups that we have in Central Missouri.
And our literary arts programs are really growing here in Columbia. We've got some famous writers around here now.
And like the Missouri Symphony Society that we have.
If you can't find something to do in this town, you're not trying very hard.
Okay.
So come follow us on Facebook, Twitter. We'll tell you all about
Chris, thank you so much for coming by. City of Columbia Cultural. What do we call you? The Minister?
Minister of Culture. How's that?
Minister of Culture. Okay. Tomorrow, we've got Vera Nichols on our program, University of Missouri Extension. We're going to talk about the Mediterranean diet. Our program directed by Travis McMillan, Reynolds Journalism Institute, audio is Pat Akers, KBIA, our floor director, Danny Madison, and our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mauser. And drop me an email. I'd love to hear from you. PepperP, Missouri.edu. Bye-bye.